The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome back. Today is Friday. It is the 14th day of November, 2012. Tragedy has struck our nation, and our hearts are very heavy today. Normally on Friday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern, we bring to you the Coach's Corner with Ms. Robin Dane, the trading coach. Our president is about to speak to the nation in 15 minutes. But Robin does have a few words that she wants to share with you today. Good afternoon, Robin.
Hi, everybody. Yes, it's a very sad day, and I am going to give you some information on the topic for the day, but I'm going to keep it really short in respect for this terrible tragedy, and then listen to the president. So I'll do that. So our topic for today is attacking your bad trades, or how to analyze your trades so that you can make them better. And everybody, not everybody, but I'm sure you're guessing, why am I doing a topic like that? Why is that the psychology of a trader? And the reality is, a lot of traders have a tendency to go into denial when they have a bad trade, and they ignore the bad trade. And what they do is they're really rushing to get back the cash and rushing to put in a new trade and relieve themselves of the pain that they just incurred on the trade that they lost. And in that situation, the key is to turn around what's happening and really notice what you're doing, to not go in the emotion when that happens, and get very inquisitive and get very honest. So those are the two things you want to write down as far as getting inquisitive and being honest with yourself. So what do? So you take a trade. If a trade hasn't worked for you, you want to go through some of these steps first. You want to make sure that you have a trading setup, and was the setup met? Was the criteria for your setup or trading strategy being met? And how do you know that? Well, you should have a checklist. So one of the things that's very important is to have a strategy checklist. And you're going to go through each one of those items that you have on your strategy checklist or setup criteria. Both are one and the same by my definition. And you go through them one by one and say, okay, this was in place, this was in place, this was in place. And as you go through it, it would be really helpful if you prioritized what that setup was, because a lot of times you'll have, let's say, 10 criteria that need to be met, but only the top four absolutely positively must be in place, but the other ones are maybe 50-50 have to be in place, or some are kind of nice to have and just add more certainty. And so the key in looking at your setup is a couple of items here that you will that will help your trading. One is, do you have all the items you need on your checklist? Are there other things you could be looking at in the moment that would give you an indication or tell you when to exit that trade or that it wasn't functioning the right way? And, you know, you've got the image or the picture of a trade based on your charts and what you're looking at, but you also have the surrounding outside markets that may be influencing your trade in the moment. Could be news, could be you know, something like we're having a news event right now could be happening and things change. You want to notice that and know, is that trade falling into what I call the the 15 to 20% rule, which every strategy is going to fail 15 to 20%. So is it falling into that area, or is it in the 80 to 85% where it should be working, but you did something incorrectly, or you didn't do something as well? Maybe you didn't enter as well. Maybe you entered a little bit too late. So you really want to be a digger. Remember, one of my favorite things is you want to be a digger. You want to dig on that trade and really notice your setup criteria, your checklist. What was the checklist? What were the priorities of that checklist? Were they being met? And did this just fall into a very, you know, strange place where the trade just doesn't work? You know, if we had a trading setup that worked 100% of the time, we would all be trading it. And isn't that what we always look for? We look for, you know, what are the setup criteria that will give us the highest percentages of return? So examining a trade is very, very important. And I have found that many traders, especially if you're new or especially if you get emotional, don't look at the bad trades. They just go right on to the new trade. So another rule that you might consider adding to your rules list is that you do not go on to the next trade after a loss unless you've examined the loss. Because in that moment of the loss, you could actually figure out that, oh, look at that. I didn't see that MACD, or I didn't see that Fibonacci, or I didn't see that. If I had looked at that, I would have been able to get out of that trade. You might find one pearl of wisdom in that research, in that digging, that helps you on the very next trade to make it more perfect and make that trade work. Also, if you're in the emotion, you're kind of hooked. You know, a lot of traders that I know that put their stops in, they have a feeling because they use that strategy over and over again, and they take that strategy and they know it so well that they tend to exit actually before their stop is hit because they feel that it's not reacting correctly. So the more you do that, the more you gain the feel or the intuition of that trading setup to be able to adjust it later. So first thing is your trader's checklist. Second thing is don't trade after a loss. Make sure you examine the trade before you go to the new trade. Examine the loss, figure out what you did, figure out what needs to be fixed, if anything. Figure out if it's in that top percentile that it just happens to be that way. Let go of it and then go on to the next trade. So be sure you check your loss before. This will save you from a couple of things. The tendency for a trader when they lose is to jump right back in to get their money back. And when they go to do that, they have a tendency to repeat the same error. So the second thing is when you take the next trade, and if you lose at the next trade and you haven't examined the first trade, now you've got two losses, then I call it the three strikes, you're out. You do the third one, you better stop trading because you are in now a pattern, a mental pattern, where your body and your mind will actually take the same exact trade, the same exact error over and over and over again. And when that happens is the pattern is something that your body likes. Our bodies love patterns. It's something that we have inside us. You know, you go to the, I always use the reference when you go to your favorite restaurant and you get the menu and you order the same exact thing that you ordered the time before. Or you go to the closet and you pick your favorite shirt, especially when you trade. You know, you pick your favorite shirt, you pick your favorite shoes. Maybe you don't wear shoes. You know, maybe you just roll right out of bed and you start trading. But you have a favorite set of clothing, a favorite way to drive, a favorite way to drive to a particular location. And these patterns are things that our bodies love because patterns in general create certainty, create confidence, make us feel solid, make us feel secure. Well, again, those things are all great for just like the outside world, but when we go into trading, if we get into a pattern of doing a losing trade, you don't want to get into a pattern where you repeat it over and over and over again. You have to break that. And to break that is to really be honest with yourself, get very inquisitive, examine a loss immediately, And if you have more than two losses, you really better examine. If you get to the third loss, you better stop for the day, because now you're in a pattern that you may not be able to break emotionally. So your emotions do kick in when you're looking at these trades. You know, it's the more inquisitive and honest you can get with that trade, the better you can stay out of the emotion, because you're now analyzing. You figure like you're a detective. Why didn't that work? What's going on here? What could I do better? What could I modify? What could I change? How could I have lost less? Or how could I have made more on that trade? Anytime you analyze your trades, you have the opportunity to fine-tune and get better as a trader. And most traders do not do that. They don't look into the trade as deeply as they should, and they don't dig on the little incidentals. Now, if you're switching markets, that's another challenge. So you want to stay consistent with one market. The more you can focus on one market, especially if you're new, and especially if you've got a new strategy that you're working. If I'm doing a new strategy, like I'm working on a strategy now for myself for the S&P, I'm in sim mode. I don't have any kind of emotional change when I go to live mode, but why put my cash on the line if I'm working a strategy out? So I'm trying something new. I have a goal for the day just like I was trading. And if that's in place and it works for a week or so, then I'm good to go, put money on the line, I'm good to switch. So, you know, if you're testing something out, you know, you don't need to test it necessarily with cash on the line. If you go to put cash on the line and you've been in sim mode and you can't make the transition, then you're in the emotion. Emotions, when a lot of people are new and they go from sim to live, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, oh, I'm in sim, I make over $1,000 a day, and as soon as I switch to my cash, it doesn't work. And that's where your emotions kick in. However, if you start to go slowly or create a plan for yourself to go live and to examine these losses when they happen immediately, you have a better chance of transitioning over to live trading than you do if you don't examine anything. And, you know, when you trade one contract, it's probably the hardest way to trade, because you're always looking for the big move and you're looking for, you know, a several point move to make your money for the day. And so I have my traders that are starting out that work with me, I have them keep two columns on their spreadsheet when they're tracking their trades. And I have one column, which is their normal trading profit and loss. And then I have them create a column, if they traded three contracts, what would they have made? Because that's the reality of what they're doing. So I don't want them to push their trading and hold on excessively just to make some money on the one contract. What I want them to do is focus on the quality of the trade. That's the key. Focus on the quality of the trade. So we have a couple things I want to just kind of wrap up really quick here. We have a couple things. Number one, create your trader's checklist based on your strategy. Make sure all of the criteria are in order. Make sure that the criteria have priorities. Which ones are the most important? If you lose at a trade, don't go on to the next trade until you've examined that loss, identified what needs to be fixed, or identified that it's just, you know, something weird that happened, and then you can go on to the next trade. But if you can modify something, create a rule, add another distinction, add anything into that criteria that you might be missing or that might help you and give you more certainty, then that's great. Then you can go on to the next trade. If you don't examine the loss the first time and you do it the second time and you don't examine it and you do it the third time and then you go, uh-oh, now I remember. Robin said three strikes, I'm out. I got to stop. If you have three trades in a row that you've lost, you must stop. Okay, you must stop, because you'll just give back to the market, and you must examine those three trades before you go on again and give yourself a break. It will reduce the emotions that you have, and it will allow you to take the next trade with a lot more certainty, and it'll give you much more confidence. If you just go into the next trade after three losses, you're going to push. You're going to probably do the same thing again because you got the pattern locked in, and you'll just give back more money. And that's not what we want to do. You have to have money management in doing any kind of trading at all. So your money management is a very big part of what's going on. And with that, I'm going to thank you for having me on, Duane. And I feel for these people
okay,
in Connecticut. And I'm gonna sign off right now and say, you know, our prayers are with all their families.
Okay, we agree. Thanks so much for coming on today. And for those of you who do have questions, feel free to email them support@cfrn.net. I'll be sure and forward them on to Robin. You can also visit Robin at her website, robindane.com. That's D-A-Y-N-E, robindane.com. And the podcast will be available for download later tonight. Our hearts again and prayers are with all those folks in Connecticut. Robin, I wish you a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Remember this. There is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Duane Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.